Welcome back to CITR's 24 Hours of Student Power. This is Morgan Yee. I'm in the studio here at the beautiful University of British Columbia. It's December 1st and it's 5:32. We got another half hour of awesome student content. And right now I have three of the editors of the Talon Collective. I have Mineo, Alex, and Matt. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Good, thanks.
Thanks for having us.
So I guess my first question for you guys, I do the news, and I spoke to a couple of your fellow editors earlier in the year when you guys were first getting started. So I guess my first question for you guys is just, how do you guys feel like this term has been for you so far?
Well, it's been a very busy term. I think my fellow editors would, they're nodding right now. it's been a very busy term, but we were just talking in the gallery just now, preparing for the interview and saying, well, you know, we've had a lot of things thrown at us, but we've definitely grown a lot stronger from that. So yeah.
Yeah, given that we started this from basically nothing, it's been a pretty exciting like term, and we've been really excited about the response to the Talon, which has been super positive. When we were first launching, we did get a lot of people saying that they thought it was a super overdue project, and we feel like the Talon has so far done a really good job of like educating people on campus, but also and being a critical space, being a platform for divergent voices, but also it's been really great to see sort of the campus left rise again, and we feel like the Talon's been a really strong part of that. Mm-hmm. Would you add anything, Matt?
Yeah, just that it's been really rewarding as well, on top of all the hard work. You get to meet a lot of really awesome, amazing people that are really engaged in what they do, and so, you know, the exchange with the work has definitely been well worth it.
Mm-hmm. And so I guess for people who perhaps don't know, I actually was chatting with someone in the news meeting today, and she actually didn't know what the Talon was. Mm-hmm. So for students who still don't know, who you haven't yet reached, sort of if you can give like a 2-sentence description of what the Talon is and what you guys are trying to achieve here at UBC.
So the Talon is a news website at www.thetalon.ca that aims to provide a critical, alternative, independent voice on student issues. And so we write a lot of articles that are about like ongoing events from like a critical lens. We also write articles that are about making safer spaces on campus, revolutionizing people's relationships to one another. So we have a column called the Social Justice Synonyms column, where it's about like making sure that your language is not oppressive, making sure your language is inclusive. And then we also have like, you know, we update on like ongoing events. We provide critiques and about stuff going on campus. Like, we've been a really big educator. Oh, this is more than 2 sentences. I'm sorry. so it's sort of about like being that alternative platform on campus. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does anyone have anything else to add to that?
I think at the center or at the heart of it, it's about creating a platform for student voices and for student voices that aren't normally heard, aren't usually heard in a dominant sort of discourse or in a political discourse. Or it's just about being a platform for marginalized voices on campus, as well as supporting those voices too.
Okay. Matt, you have anything else you would throw in?
Maybe just also that it's about community, and that a part of our work has been in rebuilding or helping support the left community on campus. And I think that's a really important aspect of what we're doing here.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you guys feel like the left community has grown this semester? There's been a lot of stuff that's gone down this year, you know, tuition increases. So like that's really pushed student activism. And I'm not sure whether it's just because I'm paying attention to it more this year in my final year of university, or do you guys feel like it actually has just more stuff is happening and people are more involved?
Well, for myself, I think that it's less about whether the left has actually grown, which potentially it has, but that we're talking to each other now and we're creating these spaces with each other now. Mm-hmm. And we're reinforcing each other's work, and it's becoming more present in that way. I don't want to suggest that there's never been a left or that the left has disappeared, mm-hmm. But that we're just learning how to communicate differently and potentially better. And it's, I think people are noticing. Mm-hmm.
So I guess talking a little bit about the structure of the Talon, you guys are it's a horizontal structure, which I think is a confusing concept to many people. Personally, like for myself, I'm the news director, and we have there is a structure. So when you're talking about a horizontal structure, can you explain a little bit about how you guys work with that? Because it can be quite complex having everyone sort of on the same plane.
It's definitely a struggle sometimes, but basically what like horizontally structured mean is that like there's no one who is like the editor-in-chief of the Talon. Everyone is equal to each other, and anytime we're making any sort of like formal decisions, we're deciding whether to promote an event, we're deciding like whether to publish an article that's contentious, everyone needs to like have a say about it, everyone needs to be able to give their consent, and everyone needs to be able to like give their critiques and comments, and like that's really important, I think, based because like what we're trying to do really is create like this anti-oppressive news source, and like so having a hierarchical structure wouldn't necessarily like work, but we do have people that that bottom line certain things, so like we have people that coordinate columns, we have people that are responsible for the website, and so people have responsibilities, but ultimately it's about like sort of the major decisions and like I mean even the day-to-day decisions, but it is about like yeah this sort of consensus-based process that is like really in line with what we're trying to do in general.
So have you ever had a time where you know, someone just didn't agree with, you know, the tone of an article or even the topic, and it still went through? Or if there's one person that's like, I don't want this, do you guys just quash that and that's it? How do you deal with that?
I think it's not necessarily just about, I think it's more about having a space for discussion. And I think discussion is very, very important in most of the decisions that we make. And it's not necessarily about the numbers of people who disagree, but it's just about talking through. So if somebody has a very strong opinion about something that we're proposing to do, it's about talking that through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, at the end of the day, if their opinion isn't reconciled through conversation, then yeah, we would probably hold it. Like there was one piece that someone wanted to publish and it had really strong like nationalist undertones that made a lot of people in the collective feel really uncomfortable. And then we didn't end up publishing that piece. So there is like, yeah, I think it depends on like how strong the objection is, but also like what it's founded on. If it's just someone doesn't like the tone of a piece, like that's one thing, versus like if someone had really like deep, like, ideological critiques of a piece that were not that and like and they didn't feel like they felt like it's releasing it would be oppositional to our mandate, then mm-hmm. we would hold it.
And now the tone, talking about tone, the Talon has a very distinctive tone, I would say very far left, so to put it in those terms, so how did you guys, or I guess why did you choose to take that very specific and that very hardline leftist tone?
Well, I'm not really sure how to answer that. It kind of, for myself, it was just about creating space for conversations that I wanted to have. And when I heard about the Talon, which I wasn't actually part of the initial inception, but I was asked to join the collective after this sort of ideas had started to flow. And just knowing that there was a space where I could have these conversations where I could be critical and I could be engaged, but I could also be supported, made that something that I really wanted to explore through the Talon. I don't know about you guys, but I just felt like we were all just kind of like looking for a space to talk about the things that we cared about, and we felt like that space didn't exist yet, so why mm-hmm. don't we just create it ourselves?
And I think tone also comes about organically in terms of what the writer really wants to talk about. And I think also tone is one of the instruments in which voices get silenced, or what they have to say gets shifted by tone policing. And I think that we didn't necessarily want to be a publication that did that. So if somebody had a very strong opinion or very strong language or emotive language or whatever somebody wanted to speak about, and as long as it was not oppressive in its standpoint, I think we stand behind that. The supporters of a very central part of it. And also we have a diverse range of writers, and not necessarily just from the editorial collective, but from the broader UBC community. So I think also people bring their own positions and their own tones and their own issues. And we ask that writers be intimately connected to the issues that they write about.
Right.
And that definitely contributes to the tone.
Yeah. Do you find that makes for better... for better and more interesting reading when people are really connected to what they're writing about?
Mm-hmm.
So do you guys ever assign, a specific topic, tuition increases, when that was really, really, really big when it first started, did you assign someone to that story, or was there someone who just was yeah, I'm really passionate about talking about that?
Most of our submissions happen pretty organically, so we don't usually give people assignments, even though we have a bank of stories that if people want to get involved and they don't necessarily have an idea, then if they reach out to us and said, hey, these are my politics, this is what I do, this is what I'm interested in, we would be really happy to give them a pre-pitched story idea. But for the most part, submissions just kind of happen because people feel really strongly about these issues and then they want to contribute. But also we do reach out to people. So for example, Ivan Leonce, he wrote one of our best read articles, which was about the tuition hikes and the housing increases and how those were going to affect the most marginalized students on campus. And I mean, he wrote this really poetic Facebook status about it, and we reached out to him about it and asked him if he would mind turning that into an article. So there's been stuff like that too, where we reach out to people that we know involved in the UBC activist communities and try to get them to contribute based on the work that they're already doing or the critiques they already have.
We're going to take a quick musical break, and then we'll be back with more from the Talon. Welcome back to CITR. This is the Student Special Hour, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia here in unceded Musqueam territory. It is 5:45, and I'm here with three members of the Talon Editorial Collective. I have Mineo, Alex, and Matt. So I guess before we launch into some more questions, I'll get you guys just to talk a little bit about yourselves, about your experience at UBC, and what you're most excited about with the Talon. Matt?
Oh, I'm going first. Okay. So my name is Matthew Ward. I'm from Driftpaw Cree First Nation. I grew up in Slave Lake, Alberta, and I now am in the First Nation Studies program in political science here in my fifth year at UBC. I focus on queer Indigenous studies and decolonization theory, and I operate as a collective member on the editorial team with the Talon.
My name's Alex Murkiesat-Wernicki. I'm one of the first people that was involved with the Talon. I'm in my graduating fourth year of political science honors degree, and what I'm studying is political psychology. So I'm interested in how you frame issues in order to gain broad bases of support. That's my general interest. So for the Talon, I've contributed some feminist critiques. That's like a big thing for me, intersectional feminist critiques. But I've also been pretty active in trying to write about sort of the history of UBC activism. So I've interviewed people from the Knoll, which was the previous grassroots student press. And I recently published an article interviewing Blake Frederick, who was the AMS president 5 years ago, that was pretty radical leftist and tried to exert change in that way. So one of the big things that I've been involved with the Talon is like trying to write about sort of this history of dissent that we have on campus that most people don't know about.
Yeah. And I'm Manel Mohale. I'm in my fourth year doing history with international relations and honors degree as well. And I'm very interested in critical race theory, being a South African black woman. And for the Talon, which has been awesome, I've been mostly doing liaison work with a lot of the writers that have come in, trying to get writers to think about feminist issues in an intersectional way. So I did the one that I'm thinking about is an SJS on the word bitch, which is kind of intense.
Yeah.
along with fellow editor Yoruba Jamal, I did a lot of work on the resource page for race and racism. So, yeah.
Nice. So when I first spoke to a few of the editors earlier in the year, they were talking about they wanted to put out, I think Alex, you mentioned that during the break, they wanted to put out about 3 articles a week, and you guys have been putting out that or more throughout the year. Has it been challenging to keep up with the, keep up with the editing, with the quality of the work, and making sure that you are still putting out that output so that students who maybe didn't know about you at first are still being, inundated with the Talon? Have you found that challenging?
I think that's the trickiest part about being in a horizontal structure, is because there isn't someone whose like job is to bottom line making sure there's articles every week. It's been interesting because now we have a series of recurring columns, and especially the social justice synonyms column, that kind of has turned if we kind of thought it would be a sort of small thing, but it's turned into a massive thing. So an SJS really counts as an article, and then we do have submissions, and the thing that's great about the Talon is that by having a critical news outlet, people start writing things that they wouldn't normally write. And one thing that's interesting about the Talon Collective is basically none of us have any writing experience or editing experience. We just all had a lot of opinions and wanted somewhere to express them. So then we got involved. And so I think the Talon sort of, there is a lot of content that comes up organically because we exist, if that made sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would you add anything?
Just that, it's been amazing, but it is challenging, I think, in a lot of ways. We're constantly, as a collective, trying to all have our input put into almost every article that goes out, and that takes a lot of work, and that takes a lot of energy from the collective members, so it's not easy, but it's good work, I think.
Mm-hmm. And we've had amazing kind of collective members shoulder a lot of the burden for different things and step up when things need to be done, which is really amazing.
How has this been, sorry.
No,
how has this been different than your previous experience working in groups? I know, particularly at UBC, group work is really seen as, a best practice for a lot of teachers. A lot of professors use it. Has this been different than previous group work that you guys have experienced?
I think one thing that's really been important for how much the Talon has changed my life personally is that it's really the Talon Collective is really a community, and most of us didn't actually know each other before we started this project. So the way the collective sort of evolved was that there was about 6 people at the original meeting for the Talon about what we wanted to do, and then we realized that we didn't have enough different diverse perspectives represented in our collective, so we wanted to expand it. So then we just started reaching out to people that we knew with good politics who, like, would maybe know about things that we wouldn't necessarily know about as intimately or to as deep a level, and we brought those people on board, and so then it kind of evolved from there. And since then, like, we've all just become really, really close friends, and so we do really support each other and lean on each other. And, like, the town does get called out, you know, and we're really there for each other through that process. And so I think that, like, the fact that we've, and I mean, it is based on the fact that, like, not only are we all, like, we all love each other, but, like, we all really have the same politics and we are coming from the same place. And so it lends itself to this, like, sort of community building that makes it easier for us to do all this, like, to do, like, way more work than anyone should be doing, mm-hmm. you know?
Now, you've said, you know, you guys didn't know each other at first. You've all come together and you guys all are all quite close. Have you found that that's made it harder for other people to get involved? Maybe it's a little intimidating that you guys are so close now.
Well, and I think, like, we spoke about this, that there's this idea of the collective as this, like, monolith, but it's not necessarily that way at all. And I think one of the ways that we've tried to kind of break down that wall is calling out for writers. And I think I'm very proud of how many voices that we've had. And one of my roles as well with the collectors is just been seeing emails, and that's one of my favorite parts of it, because you just see people come in and they're like, well, sometimes really simple messages about, oh, we really love the work that you do, and other people's like, well, we really love the work that you do, but I think that you might need this, and I think that I can contribute this, and, you know, this perspective, and absolutely, that's what we want. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Matter, Alex?
I think, like, I mean, yeah, I don't really think people have felt, like, scared of getting involved. Like, I think that, like, more the, like, because it is, like, we are a community and we are very close now, but we're also very inclusive and we are, like, kind of, like, actively and constantly reaching out to people. And I feel like, especially if you're, like, a leftist on campus, you probably know at least one person from the Talon. And so I think that even though, like, yeah, we are close as a group, we are, like, doing a lot of this outreach as mm-hmm. well.
Yeah, and if you are one of those leftists that doesn't know one of the collectives in the group, then you should get to know us. Mm-hmm. I think that it's, yeah, much of what's already been said, I think that it's kind of, very much an inclusive environment, but also that, I don't necessarily see the collective every day either, you know.
Yeah.
We see each other at events maybe or at parties or whatever, but it's not like a horde of people that walks around on campus together calling people out. We all have our own lives and our own investments outside of the Talon as well that we try to balance. Mm-hmm. So I don't want anybody to think that we're like that.
No,
either,
you know? Not at all. And also, I'd really like to echo the point of anybody listening or anybody who's very curious or leftist or not, that has something to say and who identifies very strongly with our mandate, and I mean, we lay it bare on our site about what we want and what we expect and what we hope for. Anybody who's listening and just wants to chat, mm-hmm. all right, things for us, and there's so many opportunities to get involved that, yeah, I would encourage. I think we would all encourage that.
And I think that's a good segue. We've just got a few more minutes. If you guys want to talk about how people can get involved, then, you know, sort of lay out that process.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone who's listening, anyone who's read anything or who's interested in reading, how can they do that? How can they get involved?
They can send an email to our email, which is talonubc@gmail.com. And also to see our submission process, which is all laid nice and bare on our site, which is, thetalon.ca. It's not necessarily just about writing as well, that there's many opportunities, photography, illustration, anything that you think about that we're not thinking about, get in touch.
I would also suggest that you follow us on Twitter, at TalonUBC. You can also find us on Facebook. It's The Talon UBC. Very easy to find.
One thing I want to hammer home also is that, so there's lots of things that the town would really like to do, but doesn't have the people power to do. So for example, we would really like to like host more events. So we have a couple coming up in the new year, but it would be great if people wanted to help out with event planning. There's been the like talk of maybe having a Talon podcast or radio show, which is something that we would love to do as well, but we just don't have like the capacity to do it. So if you're listening and you want to get involved, but you don't necessarily want to illustrate or take photos or write, but you have some sort of other skill that you'd love to contribute or project that you like to spearhead under the banner of the Talon, then we would love it if you would reach out to us, and maybe that could be your project.
Awesome. And did you want to plug the events that are coming up?
Yeah, so they're not totally confirmed yet, but we're still in sort of the early stages of planning. So if you want to help us out, please get in touch, talonubc@gmail.com. But what we're looking at right now is having a back-to-school party in, like, the first week of January, venue undecided as of yet. But it would be similar to our launch party in that there would be, like, live music.
Which general, is a blast, by the way.
Yeah, thanks. General mingling, maybe the crawl marks cut out, maybe not. And then we are probably going to have like a talent show, which is like open mic, and then sort of a series of like UBC talent performing, and that's probably going to be around February.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you guys very much for coming in. I wish you the best of luck in the future.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thanks,
thank you,
Morgan.
So much.
And we're going to take a quick music break, and then we've got Greg coming in for his regular show, and I should know what it's called, but
433,
and he'll be right in after the break. Stay tuned.